we're on.
I would speak to your counterpart, but he didn't return phone calls, so I don't call him anymore.
I've been out of town for like 7 days.
Let me remind you that we're live here.
We are live. 35, that's that little number over there.
At this time, I'd like to call to order the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of July 9th, 2018. The time is now 6 p.m. 1.1, election of chairman and vice chair. On June 18th, 2017, the City Council reappointed Commissioners Dane Dunnigan and Barbara Tate to the Planning and Zoning Commission. Commission elections are held after yearly appointments, so at this time, I will open nominations for the position of chairman. So, anybody want to nominate somebody?
I'll nominate Corbin.
Second.
Thank you.
Third.
Thank you. Boy, that was fast. Are there any other nominations? Will, anybody else?
No.
Okay. Okay. All right, nominations are now closed. Y'all enter your votes.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank y'all. All right, do we have a nomination position of vice chairman?
I nominate Darryl Rockmore for vice chairman.
I second it.
Thank you.
That was quick.
Speak quickly or forever hold your peace.
Yeah, really.
Speech.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, is there any discussion or questions?
None.
Okay, please enter your votes.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you all very much.
Yeah.
On to our agenda for the evening. Okay. At this time, anybody will be allowed to speak on any matter other than personnel matters or matters under litigation for a length of time not to exceed 3 minutes. No commission discussion or action may take place on a matter until such matter has been placed on an agenda and posted in accordance with the law. Do you have anybody signed up?
No forms have been submitted.
Perfect. Okay. All right, staff, are there any announcements or reports to be heard?
Yes, I have a few. I want to first introduce our summer intern, Kyla Hall, sitting over there in the corner next to Rob Houck. Secondly, I wanted to report on the zoning case that you heard last month, the 39 acres single family six rezoning between Tice Lane and Holder Earth Road. Mm-hmm. It was approved on first reading at City Council. However, the applicant decided to postpone the second reading to an undefined date. So, well, I guess I'll report back to you when we hear something more about that. Also, we did an internal evaluation of our procedures and identified a few inefficiencies and determined that recently we did some implementation of digital plan review and plat review in-house, but also determined that many hours are used to prepare these paper agendas and delivery of them. So it's been decided that starting next month, we'll be just delivering this packet digitally through email, and we'll be providing laptop computers at this meeting for access to that agenda.
So maybe we have to learn how to use them?
Yeah, and like I said, you'll get the email on Thursday before
okay.
The meeting.
Thank
and
you.
Then we'll have a laptop set up here for you. That's it?
Is that all?
Can we still use our laptop? I mean, today I don't have my laptop, but I'm reading it off a tablet device.
Anything you can read your email
okay.
with,
all right.
It's fine.
Okay, cool. So don't feel like you need to buy a computer for me. I'm okay.
I don't need one either.
Who's okay. going to buy it?
Craig,
yes.
What about for Will, though, or myself, because I keep mine with me all the time, too. The reason City Council has theirs in it, because if anything comes, they can actually ask to take those for records or what all your emails or stuff like that when you do it on that, because it's now a city.
Right.
But yeah. The addresses we're sending these emails to are your personal emails. I believe all of them are personal, so
mm-hmm.
those could be accessible through an open records request.
That's right.
As well. So,
open
yeah,
records.
Just for the record, the Attorney General has clarified things a little bit in that
okay.
regard, in that they recognize that you can distinguish between what is public business and what is personal business, which for some reason, for a couple of years, they were considering it all to be public business. And so they now will let you sift through, which is, and pick out what is actually city-related. So it shouldn't be an issue. And anything that comes in the agenda is obviously open record anyway, and it really doesn't matter unless you've got notes on your computer that are unique to yours. The fact that you've got a copy of it on your computer shouldn't matter at all.
Okay.
Because there's, you know, multiple copies at the city, so.
So notes and stuff like that are okay?
Notes or anything like that, it's okay, but you may have to produce them. Because they're still going to be open records.
Any other questions?
Another. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all I had.
Thank you. All right, 4.0, consideration to approve the minutes of the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of June 11th, 2018. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Benson. Is there any questions, discussions, correction? Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.0, new business 5.1, consideration to approve the final plat of PZ subdivision being a 1.0553 acre tract situated in the Joseph House Survey, abstract number 34 of Harris County, Texas, and being the same land described and deed recorded in clerk's file number RP 2018-113418 of the real property records of Harris County. Staff, could we have a report, please?
The first plat on the agenda tonight is PZ Subdivision. This is a final plat. It's located on the southeast intersection of Quinn Road and Crescent Drive. It is zoned SF20. One lot is being created with a total acreage of 1.0553. This is the plat that was submitted for review, and staff recommends approval with the following contingencies. Modify the title block.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve the plat with contingencies?
Motion to approve with the contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Benson. Is there any discussion or corrections? I actually have a correction. Birch Street. There is no Birch Street here, as I showed you earlier, and it should be Magnolia Street. Thank you. All right. Is there any other corrections or discussion? All right. Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. Okay. 5.2, consideration to approve replat of Tomball Business and Technology Park, Lot 9, replat, a subdivision of 25.1176 acres, being a replat of Lot 9 of Tomball Business and Technology Park, replat of Lot 9, film code number 678808, HCMR, in the Elizabeth Smith Survey, abstract number 70, City of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
The next plat on the agenda for tonight is Tomball Business and Technology Park Lot 9 replat. This is located on the north side of the Tomball Business and Technology Park. It is zoned light industrial. Seven lots are being created with a total acreage of 25.1176. These are the sheets that were submitted for review, and staff recommends approval with the following contingencies. Add additional owner signature block per title report and correct typos.
All right. Is there a motion to approve this plat?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Dunnigan. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Heard you first. Is there any corrections or discussion? Questions? All right. Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.3, consideration to approve replat of Dollar Manor, a subdivision of 0.4017 acres of land being lots 41, 42, 43, 44, and 45, block 99 of the revised map of Tomball, an addition in Harris County, Texas, according to the map or plat thereof, in volume 4, page 25 of the map records of Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
The next plat on the agenda tonight is Dollar Manor. This is a replat. It is located on the southwest intersection of Clarence Street and Poplar Street. It is zoned SF6. Two lots are being created with a total acreage of 0.4017. This is a copy of the plat that was sent in for review. Staff recommends approval with the following contingencies. Add survey markers, add acreage call-out for each lot, remove the preliminary stamp, provide tax certificates, and correct typos.
Thank you. And can you correct that street name also on this one?
Will do.
All right, is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Benson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Is there any discussion or questions? Seeing none, please enter your vote.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.4, consideration to approve final plat of Wee Place, being all of a called 6.2149 acres, recorded under Harris County Clerk's file number RP 2016279476, of the official public records, real property of Harris County, Texas, situated in the Joseph House Survey, abstract number 34, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
The final plat on the agenda tonight is Bowie Place. This is a final plat, and it is located on the north side of FM 2920, just west of Calvert Road. It is located in the ETJ. One lot is being created with a total acreage of 6.2149 acres. This is a copy of the plat that was submitted for review. Staff recommends approval with the following contingencies. Remove contours, provide Harris County tax certificate, provide updated title report, pay the correct fees, and correct typos.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Benson. Are there any questions or discussion? Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.5, consideration to approve zoning case P18-079, request by Jason Young of SRP Medical Investments LP to amend Chapter 50 zoning of the Tomball Code of Ordinances by rezoning approximately 13.36 acres of land, legally described as lots 174 and 178, and tracts 166B, 170, 170A, and 170B, Tomball Outlots, within the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas, generally located at the southeast corner of Michael Road and School Street, from the agricultural district to the commercial district. Staff, could we have a presentation, please?
Thank you. Okay, this is an aerial image showing the property outlined in red. As mentioned, it's located at the southeast corner of School Street and Michael Road. This is an image of the subject site. It is currently undeveloped. City staff met with the applicant back in January to discuss the construction of a proposed medical office building, and we did indicate that a rezoning would be required. The property is currently zoned agricultural district. Surrounding properties are also zoned agricultural as well as light industrial. Also, with the recent completion of Medical Complex Drive, we do anticipate a lot of those properties that are still zoned ag to be rezoned. And pretty recently, that little square here was rezoned from ag to commercial. The future land use map designates the property as employment office. Adjacent properties are also designated employment office as well as business and industrial. According to the comprehensive plan, the employment office area is intended for headquarters, regional offices, professional offices, light enclosed manufacturing or assembly facilities, office showrooms, and small business office suites. The conference plan also states that uses in the employment office area are expected to have regular traffic flow and should not produce a lot of light, noise, or vibration. This request does appear to be consistent with the comprehensive plan as well as the future land use map. There aren't very many land uses in the area, as most of the properties are still undeveloped. The closest development is Park Manor, which is a nursing home, and then a medical complex drive. There is construction of Village Green Alzheimer's Care Facility, and then the general area of medical complex, Michael Road, School Street, is office and medical related. The uses allowed in the commercial district do appear to be appropriate with the area. According to the Code of Ordinances, the purpose of the commercial district is to provide services, service-related uses in non-residential areas with convenient access to thoroughfares and collector streets. The site also is directly adjacent to the M121 drainage ditch, which is intended to provide regional detention for developments. Public notification requirements were met for this case. We did receive one public comment form in support of the request, and city staff does recommend approval as the request meets the goals of the comprehensive plan. It's in conformance with the future land use map. It's generally appropriate with the surrounding land uses in the area, and as mentioned, as development continues in this area, we do anticipate other rezonings to follow. A representative of the applicant is here to address the commission.
All right. Will the applicant please come forward to present the case, and please state your name and address for the record, please.
Good evening. My name is Andy Hall with Kinley Horn Associates, and my address is 11700 Katy Freeway, Suite 800, Houston, Texas, 77084. And so, yes, I'm a representative for SRP Medical Investments. Don't really have anything beyond that to present. I will say that of the 13.36 acres, they currently have a plan to develop the northwest, a little over 3 acres with a medical office building, 50,000 square feet, 2 stories. So mainly just here to answer any questions you may have.
All right. Thank you. The public hearing on zoning case P18-079 is now called to order. Let the record show that the time is now 6:17. Do we have anybody signed up?
No forms have been submitted.
If there is anyone here who would like to speak regarding this request, you will have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record. None. Okay. The public hearing is now closed. The time is now 6:17. May I have a motion to approve zoning case P18-079?
Make the motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Dunnigan. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there any discussion or questions?
No, I like the use in this area. I think that's a very appropriate medical office building for what's going in into that area. And the commercial designation, I believe, is appropriate because it does give them that latitude to be able to do. When you look at some of these medical buildings, they have pharmacies inside them, and they have, you know, there's a little bit of mix of tenants within those. Okay. So anyway.
Thank you. Does anybody have anything else they'd like to say? Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
6.0, is there a motion to approve adjournment?
Motion to approve.
Did you say you made a motion?
Approve. Motion to approve.
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Please enter your vote now.
Time
is now 6:19. And we are adjourned.
Thanks for the time.